first question is, what do we do to not make little g gods? Like, you spoke a lot about the fact that, I guess, all the different little g gods, how can we create an attitude in our hearts so that we don't do that?
Well, that's a great question, and in fact, part three would be all the practical stuff of that. When you go out of here today, you'll be instantly exposed to a whole bunch of different messages, and often they're subtle, but they're nonetheless real, and they're all images, signs, sounds. You know, we're just exposed to media all the time, and all those media have are preaching sermons to you. Now, I only preach for 50 minutes, and you thought that was long, and I really thank the kids, by the way, for listening to me ferret on, Barrett, I'll go on for so long. But you get preached to by, throughout the week, by numerous little pastors and preachers, on TV and, you know, internet and even texting now. Keep winning this stuff from Nigeria. Has anyone else won £42 million recently? Anyway, so you're still getting these messages all the time. And so one very practical, I mean, first of all, it's a heart thing. The Lord has to rip away the things from our eyes, the ears that don't hear properly. He has to change our hearts in order to spiritually discern His word and to spiritually discern who He is. Now, if we belong to Him, we know His voice. That's what that's another one of John's famous verses. We know His voice. We don't. If those that hear the voice of another, they run away. So I just want to encourage you, first of all, that the Lord's going to be talking to you. He's going to be correcting you. And He does it through preaching, through church, through the Word. And this is why it's so important to have a regular diet of the Bible. We are living in a biblically illiterate society. And so the six-day-a-week sermon takes predominance if it was just purely a time thing. But, of course, it isn't, because we have the powerhouse of the universe, the Holy Spirit within us. So in terms of practical things, we need to be praying. We need to be reading the Word. But we also need to be engendering within us a real habit of dependence and prayer. And I call them Nehemiah prayers. You know, when he prays to the king and he's actually in front of the king. Like, it's a contemporaneous prayer. It's right there in the moment. We need to be kind of doing those practical things, but in it all, just abiding. That means just, Lord, I need you. I want you to be my home. And then He says, I'll abide in you as well. And there's a whole other sermon on practical things. I hope that helped a little bit.